Here's the whiskey. It'll be lunchtime soon. Will I call your father and Mr. Jamie, or will you?
You do it.
It's a wonder your father wouldn't look at his watch once in a while. He's a divil for making the meals late. And then Bridget curses me as if I was to blame. Ah, but he's a grand, handsome man, if he is old. You'll never see the day you're as good-looking. Nor Mr. Jamie, either. I'll wager Mr. Jamie wouldn't miss the time to stop work and have his drop of whiskey if he had a watch to his name.
You win that one.
And here's another I win, that you're making me call them so you can sneak a drink before they come.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, no, not you. Butter wouldn't melt in your mouth, I suppose.
Well, now that you suggest it...
Oh, I'd never suggest a man or a woman touch drink, Mr. Edmund. Sure didn't it kill an uncle of mine in the old country. Still, a drop now and then is no harm. When you're in low spirits, or you have a bad cold.
Oh, well, thanks for giving me a good excuse. Now, why don't you go and call my mother?
What for? She's always on time without any calling. God bless her, she has some consideration for the help.
She's been taking a nap.
Well, she wasn't asleep a while back when I finished my work upstairs. She was lying down in the spare room with her eyes wide open. Oh, she'd a terrible headache, she said.
Oh. Well, just call my father then.
No wonder my feet kill me each night. Well, I won't walk out in this heat and get sunstroke. I'll call from the porch. Mr. Tyrone! Mr. Jamie! It's time!
Oh, my God, what a witch. Well, why not?
Sneaking one, eh, kid? Come on, cut out the bluff. You're a rottener actor than I am.
Yeah, well, I I took one while the getting was good.
That's better. Why kid me? We're pals, aren't we?
I didn't know it was you coming.
Well, I was halfway up the walk when I heard Kathleen burst into song. Our wild Irish lark. She ought to be a train announcer.
What do you think drove me to drink? Say, why don't you take one while the getting's good, hmm?
I was just thinking of that little thing. The old man was talking to Captain Turner when I left. Yeah, he's still at it. And now to cover up from his eagle eye, we'll add some water. He memorizes the level of the bottle after every drink. There, that fixes it.
You don't think that'll fool him, do you?
Maybe not, but he can't prove it. Your health. Here's the water you were drinking. I hope he doesn't forget lunch listening to himself talk. You know, that's what I hate about working down in front. He puts on an act for every damn fool that comes along.
Yeah, well, you're in luck just to be hungry. The way I feel, I don't care if I ever eat again.
Hey, listen, listen, kid, you know me. I never lecture you, but Doc Hardy was right when he told you to cut out the red eye. Where's Mama?
Upstairs.
When did you go up?
About the time I came down to the hedge, I guess. She said she was tired and wanted to take a nap.
You didn't tell me.
Why should I? What of it? She was tired. She didn't get much sleep last night.
I know she didn't.
Oh, yeah, that, damn foghorn kept me awake, too.
She's been upstairs all morning? You didn't see her go up?
No, I've been reading here. I wanted to give her a chance to sleep.
Well, is she coming down to lunch?
Of course.
No, of course about it. She might not want any lunch. Or she might want lunch alone in the upstairs room. That's happening.
Jamie, can't you think of anything else? Listen, you're all wrong to suspect anything. Kathleen saw Mama not long ago, and Mama didn't tell her she wouldn't be down to lunch.
That she wasn't taking a nap.
Well, not right then, but she was lying down, Kathleen said.
In the spare room?
Yes, what of
it? You damn fool, why didn't you stick around? Why did you leave her alone so long?
Because she accused me and you and Papa of spying on her all the time and not trusting her. She made me feel damned ashamed. Look, I know how rotten this must be for her. Besides, she promised on her sacred word of honor.
You ought to know that doesn't mean a damn thing.
Well, it does this time.
That's what we thought the other times. Listen, kid, I know you think I'm a cynical bastard, but remember something. I've seen a lot more of this game than you have. You didn't know anything was wrong until you were in prep school, Pop, and I kept it from you. I was wise 10 years before we had to tell you. I know this game backwards. And I've been thinking all morning of the way she acted last night when she thought we were asleep. I haven't been able to think of anything else. And now you tell me she got you to leave her alone.
No, she didn't get me. You're crazy.
All right, all right. Don't start a battle with me. I hope as much as you do that I'm crazy. Listen, I've been happy as hell. I'd really begun to believe that Mama was gonna... Well, you went on that. I guess I am a damn suspicious louse. And I wish I'd grabbed another drink.
Me too.
You mustn't cough like that. It's bad for your throat. We don't want to get a sore throat on top of your cough. I seem to be always picking on you, don't I, say? Don't do this and don't do that. Forgive me, dear. It's only because I wanted to take care of you.
Never mind me, Mama. How are you? Do you feel rested?
Oh, ever so much better. I've been lying down ever since you went out. It was just what I needed after such a restless night. I don't feel nervous now.
Well, that's fine.
Good heavens, Jamie. How down in the mouth you look. Whatever is the matter now?
Nothing.
Well, of course, I'd forgotten you'd been working on the front hedge. Well, that accounts for you being down in the dumps.
If you want to think so, Mama.
Well, that's the effect it always has, isn't it? Oh, you're such a baby. Isn't he, Edmund?
Oh, he's certainly a fool to care what anyone thinks.
Yes. The only way is to make yourself not care. Where's your father? I heard Kathleen calling him.
Oh, he's down gabbing with old Captain Turner, Jamie says. He'll be late, as usual.
I've told her time and again she must go where he is and tell him. The idea of her screaming as if this was a cheap boarding house.
Is she down there now, interrupting the famous beautiful voice? She ought to have more respect.
It's you that ought to have more respect. Stop sneering at your father. I won't have it. He's got his faults, who hasn't? But he's worked hard all his life, and he's brought himself up from the depths of poverty and ignorance to the top of his profession. Everybody admires him, and you should be the last one to sneer. You, who, thanks to him, have never had to work hard in your life. Your father's growing old, Jamie. You really ought to have more consideration.
I ought to.
Will you dry up, Jamie? For Pete's sake, Mama, why jump on Jamie all of a sudden?
Because he's always sneering at someone. He's always searching out the worst weakness in everyone. But I suppose that life has made him like that, and he can't help it. We none of us can help what life has done to us. It's done before you realize it. And once it's done, it makes you do other things. Until in the end, you find that everything has come between you and what you'd really wanted to be. And you've lost your true self forever.
I'm hungry. I wish the old man would get a move on. It's a rotten trick the way he keeps meals waiting, and then he beefs because they're spoiled.
Yes, it is very trying. And it's more trying even than you know, Jamie, because you don't have to try and keep house with summer servants who don't care because they know the job isn't permanent. And your father will never give me the money that the best summer help asks. But I suppose you've heard me say that a thousand times, and so has he, but it goes in one ear and out the other. He thinks that money spent on a home is money wasted. He spent too much of his life in hotels. Never the best hotels, of course. Second-rate hotels. He doesn't understand a home. He doesn't feel at home in a home. And yet he wants a home. He loves it here. He's even proud of this shabby place. Oh, you know, it's really very funny when you think of it. Your father is a peculiar man.
Mama, what makes you ramble on like that?
Why, nothing in particular, dear. It's foolish, isn't it?
Her lunch is ready, ma'am. I went down to Mr. Tyrone like you ordered, and he said he'd be in right away, but
thank
he's not on
you, top. Kathleen. But we'll just have to wait until Mr. Tyrone gets here.
Oh, damn it, Mama. Why don't we go ahead without him? He's told us to, hasn't he?
He doesn't mean that. Don't you understand your father yet? He'd be terribly hurt.
I'll make him get a move on.
Why do you stare at me like that?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Damn it, Mama, do you think you can fool me? I'm not blind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No? Take a look at your eyes in the mirror.
I got Papa moving. He'll be here in a minute. What? What happened? Mama, what's the matter?
Your brother, he ought to be ashamed of himself. He's been insinuating. I don't know what.
God damn you. Wait.
Stop that. How dare you use such language in front of me? And you're wrong to blame your brother. He can't help what the past has done to him any more than your father can, or you, or I.
He's a liar. It's a lie, isn't it, Mama?
Oh, what is a lie? Now you're talking in riddles like Jamie. Stop that, Edmund. Your father will be here in a minute, and I've got to tell Bridget.
Well?
Well, what? You're a liar.
Here comes Papa. Hope he loosens up with the old bottle.
Sorry I'm late. Captain Turner stopped to talk. And once he starts gabbing, you can't get away from him.
You mean once he starts listening? It's all right, Bob. The level in the bottle hasn't changed.
I wasn't noticing that. As if it made any difference with you around. I'm on to your tricks.
Did I hear you say let's all have a drink?
No. No, Jamie's welcome after his hard morning's work, but I won't invite you, Edmund. Dr. Hardy
said... Well, to hell with Dr. Hardy. One isn't going to kill me. Papa, I feel all in.
Well, come along, then. It's before a meal, and I've always said that good whiskey, taken in moderation as an appetizer, is the best of tonics. Mm-hmm. I said in moderation. A waste of breath mentioning moderation to you. Well, here's health and happiness.
That's a joke.
What is?
Nothing. Here's how.
What's the matter here? There's gloom in the air. You could cut with a knife.
You won't be singing a song yourself.
Shut up, Jamie! I thought lunch was ready. I'm hungry as a hunter. Now, where's your mother?
Here I am. I'll have to calm down Bridget. She's in a tantrum over you being late again. And I don't blame her. If your lunch is dried up from waiting in the oven, she said it served you right. You could like it or leave it for all she cared. Oh, I'm sick and tired of pretending that this is a home. You won't help me. You won't put yourself out the least bit. You don't know how to act in a home. You should have remained a bachelor and lived in second-rate hotels and entertained your friends in bar rooms. Then nothing would ever have happened.
Mama, stop talking.
Oh, yes, it's inconsiderate of me to dig up the past when I know your father and Jamie must be hungry. I do hope you have an appetite, dear. You must eat. What is that glass doing there? Have you been taking a drink? Oh, Edmund, how can you be such a fool? Don't you know that that's the worst thing? I blame you for this, James. How could you let him? Do you want to kill him? Don't you remember my father? He wouldn't stop when he was stricken. Oh, but I... but there's no comparison at all. I don't know why I... Oh, James, forgive me for scolding you. One little drink isn't going to harm Edmund. It might do him good if it gives him an appetite.
For God's sake, let's eat! Been working in the damn dirt under the hedge all morning. I've earned my grub. Come on, kid. Let's put on the feed bag.
Go in with your mother, lads. I'll be along in a minute.
Why are you looking at me like that? Is my hair coming down? I was so worn out after last night. I lay down all morning and I drowsed off and had a nice, refreshing nap. I'm sure I did my hair when I woke up. Although, of course, as usual, I couldn't find my James. Stop staring at me. Anyone would think that you were accusing me of... Listen, James, you don't understand.
I understand. I've been a goddamn fool to believe in you.
Well, I don't know what you mean by believing in me, because all I felt was spying and suspicion and distrust. Why are you taking another drink? You never take more before lunch. Oh, I know what to expect. You will be drunk tonight. Oh, well, it isn't the first time, is it, or the thousandth? Listen, James, you don't understand. I've been so worried about Edmund.
I don't want to listen to your excuses, Mary.
Excuses. Shall we not go into lunch, dear? I couldn't eat anything, but I know you're hungry. James, I tried so hard. I tried so hard.
I'm sure you did, Mary. The love of God. Didn't you have the strength to keep on?
I don't know what you're talking about. Have the strength to keep on what?
Never mind. It's no use now.